Okay, that's cool. Oh, now I got to take a piss, too. Anyway, welcome to our pre-show. This is going to be a very short pre-show because we're getting this going really late. To explain why we weren't here last night, I was here last night, did a show, and it did not make it into the can, as we say, because I erased the Audacity, and then when I went to strip the audio track from the video record, the video was fucked up for some reason. I hope it's not fucked up tonight or we got some bucking problems. The night before, I had insomnia. I'm sorry, it's been a bitch of a week. Maria is getting out of rehab tomorrow. She's going to be at the house, and we have prepared the house for her to be rehabbing at the house because she needs to be on one floor and not, you know, and I... Thunder, what you doing, baby? Hi, baby. My kitty cat's here. She needs to be on one floor. She can't be going up and down stairs where she lives. Her condominium, she's up and down. And I have a two-story house, but I live on one floor, and my business is essentially on the bottom floor. There's no reason for anyone to go there. Don't go in that room. Don't go behind that door. Remember the Sixth Sense? You know, never couldn't go behind that door, or whatever the fuck it was. I forget how the movie, I know how the movie went, but I forget. Adam Caton Holland, he's a Bronco fan, huh? I've been making some notes here on this nonsense, and I really actually had a pretty good take on... We lost Thunder. We didn't lose Thunder, but Thunder was hiding because Susie came into the house to help kind of get the house together and everything for Maria. And Thunder split because Thunder doesn't know Susie, and Thunder hides from strangers. It's a fucking cat thing, you know. Some cats are really friendly, though, but... Thunder's friendly, but she has to kind of... Anyway, turns out she wasn't hiding anywhere. She was right underneath. She was just under one cover on the bed. She just got in under the comforter and was... And then she just stuck her head out. That cracked me up. I went all through that goddamn room looking for her, man. That was something. That was really amazing, wasn't it? The way cats are? Ha, ha, ha. Testing 1, 2. All right, so I've informed all the boys. I said that it's not going to be available to upload until after midnight. All right, everybody ready? What happened to fucking Don Lemon, man? I got to watch fucking Anderson goddamn Cooper. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything, but he's lazy as fuck. You know a guy's lazy when he sticks fucking that goddamn Jeffrey Lord on his show. Jesus H. Christ. You know that guy, that James O'Keefe motherfucker that goes around making tapes of people without their consent? You know, I've been sued for that shit. I have. Not for many, many years, because I learned my lesson. I got spanked for that shit. That guy that goes around taping people and is without their consent and then shows it, you know, wherever, he ought to get his fucking ass kicked. I mean, if it was me, I'd take a shot. Don't even worry about it, man. That's... Especially since the shit that I've been through in my fucking life, and I see these motherfuckers pulling that shit off. So, that motherfucker, somebody was asking me about Alex Jones. Did he tape fucking Megyn Kelly without her consent? And then he aired it? Am I right about that? As it turned out, nobody watched anyway, so nobody gave a fuck. But somebody asked me, is Alex Jones one of your characters? And of course they know that he's not. I said, no, I always cop to the joke. But it's hard for me to be angry at Alex Jones. Because you got to be fucking brain damaged to believe anything on that show. And I'm not knocking him for it. It's highly entertaining. You know, and I said that on the air. And then shortly thereafter, I'm not saying it was because of me, but I'd like to, on the record, say I said it. And shortly thereafter, he was in a deposition, or I think it was a courtroom, maybe he was being examined in a courtroom, but he said, I'm a performance artist. I'm doing my thing. You know, it's theater. Now, I don't know whether he said that for convenience sake, as many people thought he did. I personally think he did. Not convenient. I personally think he's telling the truth. You can't believe that shit and be, sane. You can't. It's made him a lot of money. Why not? Fuck. Now, you can have an argument as to whether it's responsible or not. There's people who believe you, man. Don't you feel responsible? And as I said before, you know, what's his name? Rod Serling said, I'm responsible to my audience, but not for my audience. And if anything, it's an education into just how fucking dumb some motherfuckers, some dumb motherfuckers. Now, I personally think we've got to leave that era where the broadcaster is at fault because he said this and someone acted on it. You know, let's start acting like fucking adults and not believe. If you think the media is lying to you, then why would you fucking believe just anything that comes out of Alex Jones's face? And I think he is daring you to go look it up, man. Do some research, find out whether the shit is real or not. As someone said, the pizza parlor where they supposedly had kids who were sex slaves in the basement, it ain't got no basement. You could have fucking probably wrapped it up right then and there. Have you got a basement? No, thank you. But it's making him money. You think he's going to jeopardize that as long as he can keep making that money? Is he's making a really good fucking living for himself and his family? Do you think he's going to do anything that's going to jeopardize that? Like, say, for instance, you know, this is bullshit. Because if he did, if Alex Jones said that it was bullshit, if he said that, you know, it would take a while, because I think a lot of people would say they're forcing him to say it. But gradually, his viewership and listenership would fall off. And then people would do what they've been trained to do. They'd feel victimized. They'd feel like, oh my goodness gracious, he lied to me. Only they would be a bunch of right-wingers as opposed to the left-wingers who are supposedly always victims. Biggest fucking victims I can see these days are on the right. God damn it, they fucking crying motherfuckers. Starting with goddamn bitch number one, Trump. Christ on a crutch. What a pussy. What a fucking pussy. Man the fuck up, motherfucker. Or find another job, something. And then he comes back out and does what every four-year-old would do. No wonder he was having that campaign fundraiser. The motherfucker's going to run again in 2020, obviously 2020, and he's looking to do 8 years. He wants to inflict 8 years on us, and he thinks it's funny. He's going to show us who's boss. Donald Trump is going to show America who the fucking boss is, and I'm telling you right now, he is the man in his mind. And the idiots that still support him as they sort of, you know, consolidate and as they, coalesce, they're willing to give up their free will to him. They are. These are the 32-35% of American, of the electorate that supports him. Ever as they get, if it becomes more dense, it becomes more dense. You know what I mean? That cat, they surrender their free will to him. Whatever Donald Trump says is fine with me. No motherfuckers will follow him right off a cliff. They think they're smart. They're not. They think that Donald Trump is going to do all the things he says he's going to do. Any moron can see that he's not going to. Any idiot could have seen it when he was campaigning for president. He was a lying motherfucker then. I didn't like the son of a bitch then, as you all well know, any more than I like that cocksucker now. Only what's happening now is everything that I was afraid was going to happen is fucking happening. Every fucking day, he's causing a problem, that cocksucker. And Neil Cavuto said it on Fox. He said, your problems, Trump, are of your own making. This is a Fox commentator saying this. Their midday guy, Cavuto, you know, the guy that does the financial? He's a right-wing motherfucker. Mr. President, your problems are of your own making. Shepard Smith had the ball. Now, the ones that are sucking his dick, that Fox and Friends, what are you going to do? They're probably the dumbest motherfuckers they got over there. Trump can go on that show, and they'll believe anything. Ainsley Earhart, you know, whether she believes him or not, she sees an opportunity to have a career riding the coattails of daddy. Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Barnes. Wait a minute, man. I got to see something. Hold on. Hold the fucking phone here, man.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really?
Anything we like to do. You know, I was thinking the other day, I'd like to go back to St. Vincent. You know, I mean, I don't want to be an asshole, but on my way to St. Vincent, which I found to be the friendliest island I've ever visited in the Caribbean. Everybody else in the Caribbean, you can have it, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an asshole, but they are. People there are assholes. People in Jamaica are fucking assholes. People in the Bahamas are motherfucking assholes. I don't care what people think. But St. Vincent, they're wonderful people. I mean, if you're going to spend some fucking tourist dollars, I'm not expecting anybody to treat me like a king. But we all know what, you know, friendly people are like. And they ain't got them in fucking Jamaica or the Bahamas Now, you know, Cayman, there's a few spots where people are, Cayman Islands, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, people there were fantastic. They were lovely people. Now, the reason why I mentioned that is we picked up our seaplane. No, it wasn't a seaplane. We picked up the commuter hop to St. Vincent on Aruba. Those people there are just as much assholes as anybody else I met anywhere else. You know, Aruba, Aruba kind of, you think of this romantic island? Maybe it is, man, but they were the least helpful motherfuckers I ever met. Because we were leaving one, we were leaving customs on Aruba. We had to get on a plane for St. Vincent. It was a completely different part of the airport. So we were a little confused, you know. And people we asked, rudest motherfuckers I ever talked to in my fucking life. And folks, I'm telling you the truth. When I approach a stranger, I don't walk up to the guy and say, hey, I'm always polite. That's the way I was raised. I might not have been raised good in any other way, but I was raised to be a polite guy. And in company of people I don't know, I'm always very deferential. Excuse me. Can I ask you, do you know where the such and such? May I ask you a question? That's how I generally begin my entreaties, you know. Could I ask you something? Do you work for the airport? May I ask you a question? That's kind of how I do things. And anyway, now I got this unpleasant memory of fucking Aruba. Football Life, July 4th Marathon. That's a great show. I'm going to watch that. I love Football Life on NFL Channel. It is a great show. All right. Here we go, man. Oh, man. Bobby Dooley is at the lake. gimme that. All right, man, let's do it. Let's
do this.
Where's cell phone? You know. Okay.
Yeah, Phil. I tell you this, I'll tell you this, and I tell you this true. You can't, for the life of you, you're never going to be able to testing. Yeah, Phil. Thank you. I'll tell you, it's been an education, Phil. There's no question.
Well, it's for me too.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been an education. You know, it's been quite an education.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go, man. Here we go, baby. Hello. I'm Mystery.
About to create three stories. That bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed. Here you go, man.
Here I'm walking through a field and I'm thinking about a girl just a few years younger than me that was stabbed to death.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America, and each one is called a cold case.
She said, I think my dad could be responsible. I think he killed them.
These are some of those rare cases.
Cold case files the
podcast.
Wait
a minute, man. Wait a fucking goddamn minute. Hold on. Shit. All right, here we go. Here we go.